This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Today, you're getting a double shot of AMI community reporters, just like the way I like my espresso double shots. Let's begin by heading over to Winnipeg, Manitoba, to catch up with community reporter Derek Lackey. Hey, good morning, Derek. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing, Dave?
Not too bad. Considering the long weekend feels like a million years ago now, considering how much news has broken over the course of the last couple of days, it feels like a distant memory, Derek. But I'm curious, how was your Easter weekend with the fam?
Oh, the Easter weekend wasn't too bad. I mean, it was overshadowed with a little bit of sorrow on April Fool's Day on Thursday. My wife's aunt, also her godmother, had passed away in the hospital.
So I'm so sorry.
We've been a little busy kind of trying to deal with that. But at the same time, you know, you got a nearly 3-year old at home that, you know, it's all about Easter and chocolate. So you're trying to keep the emotions, you know, somewhat in check, but, you know, kind of push on through. So, you know, it's been interesting, you know, things have loosened up here a little bit, having more gatherings, but, you know, we're still trying to do our part and keep things very small. So, you know, we spaced our visitors out on, you know, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And we had a little, coffee and dessert trip over to my parents on Monday, you know, for just have a little stop in and say hi and brought some desserts over there, spent the time outside on the deck. And then, you know, just had our little Easter egg hunt here and took our little monkey outside and put him on his play structure and just let him, you know, dig in the mud and get himself covered in dirt and, you know, spend our evening trying to clean all the mud out of his face.
So. Yeah, Derek, I mean, between the circuit breaker in BC, the new restrictions introduced in Alberta last night, Ontario expected to issue some today, new ones in Quebec as well. Generally speaking, what's the landscape like in Manitoba right now in regards to the pandemic?
You know, right now, you know, they're still keeping things pretty tight. We're still keeping ourselves in a red situation, and I think it's a lot of it's precaution, right? So they've opened up gatherings in your home to other than your homeowners, you know, 10 people. Which makes it enough that, you know, some of our family and stuff can get together, but we're all sitting there saying, you know, like it's not going to be long. Let's just hang on through. Those vaccines are being rolled out already. You know, my parents are booked in to get there. So it's just a little bit longer and we can see things will be better. You know, and outdoor gatherings, are still small in a private setting, but, in larger commercialized settings and stuff like that, they're starting to open things up slowly, starting to loosen that grip a little bit, because we've been doing well, but you know what? I think a lot of us are still pretty on edge and trying to stay pretty reserved when it comes to it, especially with this new variants and stuff floating around in Canada here. So, you know, and it's pretty scary because all those new ones, they're starting to affect children as we see. So, I think we're just trying to maintain, a fairly, stringent, regime as to how we're handling this until we can get a little more research and until more of those vaccines can be rolled out. So
all the more reason is to spend more time doing virtual events. So lucky for folks, Accessible Sport Connection Manitoba is going to be hosting a virtual trivia night in the near future. What can we expect from this trivia event, Derek?
So this trivia event is specifically centered around accessible sports here in Manitoba. And, you know, apparently here in Manitoba, we've had a very rich history in not only Canadian accessible sports, but in our sports here in Manitoba. So, you know, if you're someone that loves to take part in sports or you know a little bit all about accessible sports here in Manitoba and have had some history participating in them, this would be a good evening for you because this is all about accessible sports and kind of finding out, you know, just what kind of part we've had played in the history of accessible sports in our country, as well as just to see how much you think you may or may not know. So if this is something you're interested in, this is taking place on April 29th from 7 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. And you can either visit the webpage Eventbrite, that's eventbrite.ca, or you can also email Accessible Sport Connection Manitoba at mbaccessiblesport, that's accessiblesport at gmail.com. And you can ask for more information or to register for this event, because of course, like most of their, or actually all of their events, this is free and it's for everyone to participate in, whether you're a disabled athlete or not. So
top notch. And we're going to share a couple of those addresses that you just shared on our blog, ami.ca/now blog, ami.ca/now blog as well. Derek, speaking of events to keep us busy, this one, instead of testing the brain, is going to test our laughing lungs. Big Daddy Taz Comedy Nights is coming along. The Rotary Club of Winnipeg is going to be hosting this upcoming comedy event. So tell us about the event and when it's taking place.
So this event is an event that we hold every year. It's put on by the Winnipeg East AM Rotary Club. This is always for charity as well as for laughs. And as a lot of us know, you know, laughter is some of the best medicine out there to help help us get through either tough situations or to deal with depression or whatever it may be, right? Or if you just need a good laugh to kind of break up the mundaneness of isolation during this pandemic, right? So Big Daddy Taz Festival is usually put on every year in person, but this year they're changing it up a little bit and we're going virtual. So this event will be held also on April 29th. It runs from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. We have several different comedians taking part in it. Some of our own very own comedians here from across Canada as well. I know Pete Zedlacker is one of the comedians that will be participating in it. So this event does come with a price tag of about $20. But the nice thing about this event is not only are you registering to enjoy an evening of laughs, but part of your registration for this event, your ticket price, is actually going towards a charity of your choice. And when you register for it, you can actually choose whether you choose to support whichever charity you like the CNIB, Manitoba Blind Sports is one of your options, the Huntington Society, the East Rotary Club is also one of the options. So that's a great thing about this event is not only are you going to get some laughs out of it, but you're also supporting a charity of your choosing. Now, if you're interested in registering for this, you can also visit the Eventbrite page and look up the Big Daddy Taz, comedy night. Or as well, if you're someone that's not really interested in doing much online or registering or paying for tickets online, you can contact Kathy Duryanchuk at Manitoba Blind Sports. And that's blindsport@shawbiz.ca. And you can talk to Kathy about alternate ways of purchasing your tickets. So that way you can take part in this this night and enjoy some laughs. And the nice thing about it being a virtual event is not only is this for, us within the disabled community or blind community, this event now becomes open to everyone, even internationally. So if you have friends around the world, you know, let them know. Everyone can register and everyone can enjoy an evening of laughs. And, as well as participate in a donation to a great charity of your choosing.
Right on, Derek. Thank you for sharing a little bit of optimism today with us and sharing a couple of great events to keep us busy as the springtime rolls around. All the best to you and the fam, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great, Dave. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.